A white South Carolina police officer was charged with murder on Tuesday. This over the weekend shooting death of a 50-year-old black man, Walter Scott of Charleston. Police officer Michael Thomas Slager was arrested and charged. This after law enforcement officials saw a video of the shooting following a Saturday traffic stop. South Carolina Police Chief Driggers.
So I saw a confrontation between an individual and a police officer. And as the individual took off from the police officer, he was shot.
How many times?
I do not know. As far as the video, I didn't count the number.
What he could have easily counted was 8 shots. The police officer shot the victim 8 times in the back. North Charleston Mayor Keith Summey.
The video is very demonstrative of exactly what happened. Without the video, and that was the only witness there was, actually, was the gentleman that was making the video, it would be difficult to ascertain exactly what did occur.
Authorities say Scott was shot after the officer already hit him with a stun gun. Family members say they are thankful for the video, which led to a murder charge against the officer. Here's Anthony Scott, Walter Scott's brother.
We've all seen the video. If there wasn't a video, would it have been, would we know the truth? Or would we have just gone what was reported earlier?
L. Chris Stewart, the family lawyer, says they plan to file a lawsuit against the police department. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. Hedge Clippers, the coalition of community groups and labor, is targeting hedge fund billionaire Paul Singer. Paul Singer is one of the hedge fund billionaires who pays less taxes than your everyday New Yorker. And Paul Singer is a vulture fund manager. He buys debt in bankrupt or struggling countries and companies at a deep discount. Then, when they near solvency, he swoops in like a vulture to collect, even in countries which don't have enough food to feed their people, like in the Congo. Charles Kahn is a hedge clipper. He's with Strong Economy for All.
Paul Singer, he makes his money exploiting the poorest people in the world, the poorest countries in the world. And now what he's doing is he's taking those billions of dollars and he's investing it in New York State's politicians, right? And he's reaping the benefits from that through policy and corruption.
Paul Singer, the 70-year-old hedge fund manager, is one of the biggest backers of Republican politicians. He was giving a presentation at the Plaza Hotel on shorting stocks. That's where hedge clippers went to shame him. They were ejected from the third floor of the plaza, and some were manhandled by security. Here's Zach Lerner.
Man, we're just trying to get our voices heard. Like, we need Paul Singer to pay his taxes. And so, I mean, that response, I was not expecting that they were going to throw us out. I mean, all we were is just getting our voice heard.
The hedge clippers have been going to the homes of hedge funders to shame them. They went to Greenwich, Connecticut, to the home of billionaire Paul Tudor Jones, and to Central Park West, to the home of billionaire Dan Loeb. But they'll go anywhere hedge fund managers live or work to bring their activities into the light, to let them know that they're being seen, that people know what they're doing, and that they're not okay with it. And according to Kahn, the group is very organized.
We're a small group, but we have some of the best researchers from around the country helping us to look at these donations and pull these news clips and congregate all of this information so that we could really look at the big picture. So I would think that we've been somewhat successful in shining a light on these billionaires so far. So, and I would think that that's in part due to how dedicated and well-organized we are.
Hedge clippers have taken a two-pronged approach. They hold protests and also share information about hedge fund billionaires, their politics, their influences, affiliations, and what they're funding through the use of social media.
We've protested physically so that people can see us, but we've also spent a lot of time on our website and sharing this news through social media. And that's where a lot of people have been able to go and find it. I would encourage people to go to hedgeclippers.org to look at get the rest of our Hedge Papers or to follow us on Twitter at GoHedgeClippers.
Again, that's hedgepapers.org to read more about hedge fund billionaires and how they're influencing our city, our state, and how their money buys influence throughout the country. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.